reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember a photograph of myself, perhaps the best photo of me I've ever seen. It's of me in college and in Alaska on a mountaintop. My best friend and I had gotten bus tickets to go clear to Alaska, 3 days on a bus. And I'd just taken backpacks with us. And when we got to Alaska, we got on a train and we headed for Mount McKinley. And we got into Denali Park, and we got to the end of the bus line in the park and hiked the first peak we found so we could be at the top of a mountain before the day ended. And at the top of that mountain, we took a picture of each of us, and that's the picture, me standing on the top of this mountain in Alaska, balanced on the peak of this rock. So confident. I learned so much about myself on that trip. It's funny how those near-death experiences work that way. How many times did we almost die? Even that day, I remember running down that mountain as a storm closed in on it right after we took that picture. Oh, well, I won't say how many times he almost died because my mother might listen to this, but it's funny how those experiences that we have every once in a while when everything is on the line transform us. Let us know who we are and what we're all about. And I will never forget the feeling of that day. And I see it when I look at that picture. This is what we have in the Transfiguration. It's not just Jesus being transfigured, but the faith of the apostles being transformed. Picture them walking up that mountain with Jesus, away from everything, wondering, who is this person we've been following? We know he's a prophet. We've seen him do things. But how far does that go? Who is he really? And then they see him transfigured, talking with Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, the whole Old Testament summed up there. And is this one Jesus that we follow equal to Moses and Elijah? A transformation in their faith. But that's only halfway, because then God overshadows them in this cloud and says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him," not Moses, not Elijah, Jesus. And Jesus is then alone there on that mountain. And so they see that Jesus is more than Moses or Elijah, God's beloved Son. And coming down the mountain, they wonder what it all means. Imagine their faith at that moment. Peter not knowing what to say, but being filled and being changed and nothing afterwards is the same. We're in Lent now. And don't we want that for our faith? Don't we want our faith to be transformed? Might we be able to, this Lent, this year, walk with Jesus up that mountain and have that moment for ourselves where we see for miles and Jesus becomes dazzling white and our faith is transformed forever? How are we to have that experience? For one is, I think, like when I went to Alaska, we have the saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained. We have to risk. We have to risk. We have to risk asking that question, do I really believe in Jesus? And how does that show in my life? And am I hedging my bets? Am I playing it safe? Or do I really just want to believe and then change what needs to be changed? To honestly look at our life and our faith, to walk up that mountain and let it be just Jesus alone that we listen to. That would be a big risk. But the payoff would be our transformation. And that is our Lenten journey. And today is maybe a chance to really commit to that, to walk up that mountain with Jesus.